It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
The Oxygen Network is developing TV projects that will include several from big names. Kim Kardashian, Mark Wahlberg, and Ice-T are producers of three new series coming out. They include Kim Kardashian, The Justice Project, which is inspired by the reality star's work to grant clemency to Alice Marie Johnson. Dude, the two-hour documentary is going to follow Kim as she pursues a career in law and works to free other prisoners that she believes has been wronged by the justice system. I can't even tell you how excited I am for this. So I do pay for cable. It is almost entirely because of the Oxygen Network. Like, I love Oxygen.
Hello, I'm Kim Kardashian, and you are going to free this person.
I love it. So they have this show coming out called Exploited, an active crime investigation show from Mark Wahlberg. The project will highlight the work of the Deliver Fund, which works to halt sex trafficking in the United States. Hello, yes. And then Framed by the Killer is going to be from executive producer Ice-T. That series examines murders where evidence seems to point to one person, only for investigators to find that person was framed by the actual killer.
If there's only something that Alex had in common that she's interested in, wow, she could just narrow it down to one channel.
I'm telling you what, the Oxygen Network, baby. Millennials, we're bringing cable TV back if it isn't just for this channel.
What does Alex and my grandma have in common? The Oxygen Channel.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Anne Hathaway talked about a little wardrobe malfunction she had at the Met Gala a few years ago.
One year I was going as the guest of Calvin Klein and Francisco Costa, and I was about a block away from the Met, and I was like, wow, this is and I sneezed and my dress split. Like, just straight up split open. And so I felt so terrible. So I'm pulling up, and Francisco was so proud of this dress. And I put the window down, and he's like, baby, you look amazing. I'm like, thank you so much. My dress just broke. And I've never actually seen someone turn green before. And he did. I'm like, it's going to be fun. And he goes, pull over. So we pulled over, went to a hotel. They found a seamstress. She sewed me into it. So we show up. There's nobody on the red carpet. I say, oh, my God, did they miss it? And they said, you're just ahead of Rihanna. Go.
Perfect timing.
I think that her voice a little bit reminds me of your wife.
Really? Let me hear it again.
One year I was going as the guest of Calvin Klein and Francisco Costa, and I was about a block away from the Met.
I don't know. She had to go like, then it might be my wife. My wife's got that awkward laugh. No, it's endearing about her.
Actress Jessica Chastain and director Ava DuVernay are criticizing HBO's Game of Thrones for the show's characterization of rape and its handling of race. Jessica Chastain posted a photo of Sansa. I don't watch the show. Is that who it is?
Yeah, that's Sophie Turner.
Okay, so they posted a photo of her atop the Iron Throne and said rape is not a tool to make a character stronger. A woman doesn't need to be victimized in order to become a butterfly. The hashtag little bird was always a phoenix. Her prevailing strength is solely because of her and her alone.
Right, I'm confused. How does the show not portray that?
She's saying it doesn't need to. You're saying it doesn't
She's
need to have the raping
they,
part.
That the rape makes her character stronger, and a woman doesn't need to be victimized in order to become a butterfly. I would say most people at some point in your life end up victimized some way, shape, form, or another, not necessarily always being raped by different things in life. And if you choose to be a victor and not a victim, that is becoming a stronger person.
I think that any human being goes through
trauma.
Things in their life that make them stronger.
I work with you guys, and it's making me a better person every day.
Right, exactly. So I don't understand how, like, we're supposed to act like something like that isn't going to make a person stronger.
And it's an animated series. I mean, well, it's like a fictional thing. My point is simply that it's interesting. If it was just like, yeah, she's super strong, she's got power, I'd be like, well, that's boring. Everybody likes a struggle.
Well,
you like a storyline. It's a storyline.
Not even that. I think they're trying to make it as realistic as it was back in those days. Obviously not
Still
with
is.
The dragons, but in, like, medieval times.
Okay, so speaking of that, what do you think about this? They also talked about how there has only been one woman of color on the whole series, and that person had a very small part.
Is that
historically accurate?
Very true.
I mean, I wasn't back there, but I would
really,
assume it would be.
I don't know if it's historically
accurate. That's what they're saying.
Accurate,
I don't watch the show.
I assume that there probably were not a lot of people that weren't Caucasian that were in power in, like, parts of Europe or where, you know, they were a minority. Way back in the day, in medieval times.
Yeah. Amy Poehler talked about phrases that you can say to make people think you know about wine.
So if you go and you stay really vague, so if you're drinking wine and you say, well, she has an interesting story.
So the wine is she?
I don't know.
We don't know.
Oh, this one's shy. Or like, Give me, like, all right, like, let's say you're drinking red wine and you just go, now, oh, this one tastes like recent history.
Coming up in less than an hour, this singer opened up and said that they've never felt comfortable as a man.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.